Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Joining us today is our producer and resident tech dude, Jonathan.
What's going on, guys?
Also joining us today is the number one Disney dude, Ryan.
What's up, dudes?
And I'm Congo Carl, former Jungle Cruise skipper. You know the rest. And welcome to this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. It's another installment of the draft. We haven't done a draft in a long time. And better yet, it combines the draft with drinking again. I think it's like the third time we combine draft with something alcoholic. So we are on a roll. Right, dudes?
That's right. And you better believe it. I have my Jim McMahon look going on right now from the 85 Bears. I threw the hat backwards and the sunglass on because, just like Jim McMahon, I kick the crap out of the New England guys when it counts.
Excellent. Well, what we thought we would tackle, no pun intended.
Oh, that was totally intended. Don't lie.
Let the skipper in.
So you know, Disney's animation has all kinds of wonderful references to drinking, carousing, and getting drunk in their animation. And once you study it, you realize that there is a plethora of drinking scenes in the classic Disney movies. You think they're made for kids, but no, they're made for adults. And so what we thought we would do is reinstitute the draft and all of us take a swipe at picking what the best drinking scenes or drunk scenes are in Disney's animation. And it's been a long time. And for those of you who are not familiar with the draft and how it works, let's turn it over to the number one Disney dude, our resident draft expert.
All right, folks, so this is how it's going to go. We're going to actually do this live. I don't think we normally do this live, but we're going to do this live. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to choose the order that we go in. I have a spinning wheel, and it hasn't been so long that I don't remember that somehow I always wind up in last on this. So what I did actually is I changed the wheel a little bit. There is now 13 different instances of each of our names. I put them all in order. I'm going to hit the shuffle button and then I'm going to spin it. And that's going to determine how we get our draft order. So that's what we're going to do. Once we have our draft order, we're going to have four rounds in this draft, basically, because we don't have more than 13 options to choose from, I don't think. But we're going to have four rounds in this draft. And whoever goes first, whoever's our leadoff, is going to go first in the first round, second in the second round, third in the third round, and then back to first again in the fourth round. And then it's going to rotate every round to who chooses next. We'll tally up the results at the end. We'll post them on social media, and then everybody can go vote on it. It'll go to Twitter at I don't even know what our Twitter handle is anymore.
It's Dudes Dish Disney.
At Dudes Dish Disney. We'll go to at Instagram. That it'll be on the story there. It'll be at Disney_Dish. And then it'll also be on Facebook, and you just search for us under Dudes Dish Disney. You'll find it there.
Excellent. So are we ready, John, for Ryan to spin the wheel?
Let's, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop. All right. So, John, you guys can see here, I just have our three names in a row, and I just copied them all the way down the list. And I'm going to hit the shuffle button and spin right away. So no manipulation of the wheel whatsoever. And our first pick is probably still not going to be me. Look at this. Three Carls in a row, and it lands on Carl.
Yeah.
Of course it does. So Carl's going to get the number one overall pick, which is fitting. Woo-hoo! Because this was the first and only draft Carl ever wanted to do. So that's fine. It's fitting. So we'll remove that instance of Carl. Well, we should have removed all instances of Carl, but whatever. We'll move on. And our number two pick here is going to be me, which I think is the death kiss. I don't think this is good for me, which means John is going to be our final drafter. So John will get the last pick in the first round and the last pick in the last round, which can sometimes make or break a draft.
Or in my case, it's done. It usually means nothing.
Well, yeah, considering you usually do really great at the first pick and then nothing ever after that, John, maybe your luck will change. So we'll go ahead and get started here. Again, we're focusing on drinking scenes in animated Disney movies. So specific to animated movies. Carl, you have the first overall pick, sir.
I'm delighted to be going first now.
I'm sure you are.
A couple of ways that could go.
Oh, there's only one way you're going to go here. Come on.
Well, I mean, you may be surprised, but it's an oldie from 1941. It's classic. It's the scene amongst all scenes. I mean, when pink elephants are on parade, you're pretty plastered. And our little friend Dumbo, you know, the clowns were drinking champagne, knocked the bottle into the tub, and Dumbo sucked up that bathwater with champagne, and he got plastered.
Dumbo was drinking something other than booze. That's all I'm saying. I've never been really drunk. I've never been that drunk.
Right? I mean, it's a great classic scene. And from that expression, think about it, 1940s, it went forward, is he was seeing pink elephants. I mean, that's a Disney lexicon that's in the language for being drunk.
It also died with your generation, because that's not a thing anymore. So just for the record. Listen, I am surprised. I honestly am surprised. I really thought that was going to fall to me, which makes me happy because I know where I'm going now in the next round.
Yep.
But I had it a top two pick, so I don't think you can go wrong there. It is classic. It is everything that you expect. I think it's also maybe some sort of child cruelty now these days, which, you know, whatever. But yeah, I'm good with it.
And also, if being drunk could be cute, then Dumbo, you know, kind of did it. So,
I mean, being drunk can be cute, even still to this day. Just saying. John, how do we feel about it? Good?
Yeah, it was. I was hoping it was going to fall to the third pick here, but.
Oh, man. No chance in hell.
I know.
No chance in hell. However, speaking of child cruelty, I will take the second pick. And I am going to go forward with what I thought Carl would choose because they created an entire land at Disney World around it originally, and that's going to be Pleasure Island. So the famous Pinocchio scene, which actually scared the crap out of me as a kid for some reason, maybe because it was like a future look into my life. I'm not sure. But you know, these kids are going, they're drinking, they're smoking cigars, they're shooting pool. I mean, how much more doodly of a pick can you get? That's usually where Carl goes with these, you know, and instead he went cute. So maybe a new draft strategy for Carl, but.
It's a great pick. And it is certainly, it's certainly a classic pick, but I'm glad you picked it, Ryan, because, you know, sometimes you drink and turn into a jackass.
That's, you know what? It's true. I'm not going to lie. My wife would be 100% in agreement with you. I guarantee you.
It's definitely on my top picks, and it was, you know, definitely there, but a great pick. What do you think, John?
Yeah, it was there. It wasn't in my first round. But it's a good pick. I mean, it was on my list. There's no doubt about it. That was on my list.
All right. So that would mean you're up, John.
All right. So I am going with our buddy Gaston from Beauty and the Beast for my first round pick here. It's Gaston. I mean, that's another classic Disney drinking scene with him in that pub. The whole musical number, everything. Come on now. That's classic right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious number three.
Yeah. Could have been number one too. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's really where I thought one of you guys were going to go instead of Carl's cutesy pick.
If Carl had taken Pleasure Island, I probably would have gone Dumbo, to be honest with you still. But Gaston's Tavern was rounded out my top three. So, and I do agree, you know, depending on the person that's listening to this show, I don't think any of us lost points there. Right. I think John's going to pick up points with the new crew. Carl's going to pick up points with the old crew. And I'm going to pick up the ones that weren't deathly afraid of turning into a jackass when they drank.
But, you know, what's so great about that scene is, you know, in a lot of these things where drinking is funny, you know, that was really put upon as, hey, it's, if you look at Beauty and the Beast, I guess the champagne, you know, flows at Be Our Guest. I don't know if Belle drinks any of it, but there's champagne in that scene and everything. But she, but basically she's, you know, she's not getting drunk. Gaston and his buddies are getting drunk because they're the bad guys. Because they're, you know, the Beast doesn't drink and her father doesn't drink. There's no one else in the movie that drinks except everybody in that bar. But it's just such a great song. It's a great drinking song. And I think I've said this before, in the Broadway production, when they do that number on stage, they do an like twice as long as the normal song, and they do a this drinking routine with beer mugs. It's unbelievable to see it on Broadway, but it's a great, great classic Disney drinking song and drinking scene. So good pick, John.
All right, so we're all in agreement with each other for a round. This is what started happening the last time we did the draft, and we eventually moved away from it because we stopped having fun with it. let's hope that that changes, because right. That's fun for us, is just beating the crap out of each other.
I mean, the first round, we always play nice, and then it usually gets snippy sometimes.
Not always. We always play nice with you, John, because when you had the first pick, that was the one thing you did good, was you never screwed it up. It was picks two through whatever.
Let's see what happens with these other three, and then we can...
All right, we got time. So there's actually quite a few options here. I really think that once you get past the first three, it really opens up, right? It opens up to personality at that point, based on what I've seen. There's definitely a bottom tier, but this middle tier, I think, is all going to be pretty close, with the exception of one. And I think, to me, it has to be the obvious one that's going to play to the crowd, that's going to play to our listeners, right? And that's going to be the Snuggly Duckling. To me, that has to be the number four pick here. It is the next one that stands above the crowd and the rest. The song, the I've Got a Dream song, has become wildly popular. The characters are wildly popular. That movie is not my favorite movie. Tangled is not my favorite movie, but it has got a cult following, to the point where they make bathrooms after it and people are obsessed, right? So, you know, I think that's the thugs. It's kind of a masculine look inside of the bar, you know, and then you got this pretty blonde that comes in and makes even the tough guys look like wimps, right? It's got everything we could ask for out of that kind of a scene. So Snuggly Duckling is going to be number two pick for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I honestly did not have this on my list.
Ah,
what?
I know, it was surprising. I really contemplated with this one. I was like, well, it's a good one, but I don't know. Again, I'm trying to think of stuff that's going to get the popularity here, because I've noticed that seems
to... That's exactly why you should have picked that. I mean,
I know.
It's Tangled, and it's a bunch of guys in a bar room, just like Gaston, drinking and singing. So, I mean, how does it not fit the epitome of a drinking or drunk scene, especially the little guy that's dressed up like Cupid? He's like freaky. He's totally plastered by the end of the scene.
Hammered, just destroyed.
So, I mean, that's where the comic relief comes in, you know, besides the song. But yeah, good pick, Ryan. So that means, Jonathan, you get to do the next pick.
Damn it. Carl said good pick again. What's going on?
God damn it.
Oh, I know when you'll get there. Don't worry.
Carl's like, it's coming, boys. It's coming.
All right. So I'm picking one that I'm hoping my gut instinct tells me will be definitely a fan favorite here, with Mr. Smee from Peter Pan here. This guy's always looking for a drink. It's got that comic relief that everyone seems to love as well. And it's a lovable character. Which I think really does help here.
Can I ask, is Smee a lovable character? Because I hate his freaking guts, personally.
I mean, I personally don't, but when I pulled the room, I.e. my wife, she said that's a must. So again, my wife is very partial to Peter Pan too. So
yeah, it's true. Listen, I don't have a problem with the pick. I think there's going to be a lot of people who agree with you. I have a problem with you saying Smee's a lovable character. Maybe we could take that on a separate episode. But I am curious. Like, maybe the listeners can tell me if I'm right or wrong. But like, I've always hated Smee. I thought he was kind of just a little punk ass. Probably shouldn't say it on a podcast, you know. But that's just me.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you a little bit on that, but I personally, I think the popularity is what's going to help me here with him, because he is very popular, and that is a very popular scene within the movies.
Strategy wise, I don't have a problem with it. Maybe personal opinion, it dropped down like 7 spots on my list because of that.
Interesting.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right, Carl, you've got the last pick of the second round.
Wow.
A moment for you. This is usually where John screws up.
Right? So do I follow in the footsteps of John, or do I redeem myself? So I think this is safe for round 3 or 4.
Ooh.
And that one's a good fallback. I had some great ones if we were going to go live, but we're only going animation. So I'm going to make a move right now, and this has been a move made in other drafts too, as far as a pick. And I've got to pick the main man, the head cheese, Mickey Mouse in the Galloping Gaucho. Now look it, no one's probably, Ryan's going to make a joke about how old it was and how classic it was, and no one's ever, first of all, it's Mickey Mouse, right? And Mickey Mouse is the head. But if you take the time to go look at this movie or remember it, what's so awesome about this scene is that Mickey Mouse in the Galloping Gaucho walks into the cantina. I mean, just picture us going into, you know, Cava in Epcot, right?
A tavern.
Right? And he walks into the cantina, lights a cigar, smokes it like a champ, then he pounds back a beer, right? I mean, he just totally pounds it back. And then he treats Minnie like the little tramp she is and spits her around.
These are the episodes I live for.
She spins her around doing the tango, you know. And then Mickey's so drunk, he whistles for his ostrich, because everyone knows a gaucho rides an ostrich. Like, who was on acid for this cartoon? But the ostrich comes stumbling out of the bar. And he was in the side of it says family friendly, and the ostrich is more drunk than Mickey. And he proceeds to ride that ostrich, you know, whooping and a hollering and a riding him into this desert. And it is a really classic, funny scene of Mickey getting, you know, hammered in the cantina. So I'm going to pick Mickey Mouse.
All I can think about right now is like the Dave Chappelle show, where Rick James is like, cocaine's a hell of a drug. that's all I can think of right now. Like, you know, Carl, it's on my list, 3 spots down from where you are. Okay. So I'm not going to look at you like you're crazy, because it is such a dude scene, like old school, to the point where, you know, Mickey Mouse, if he was alive and actually 91 years old, you'd be like, it was a different life, kids. You know?
That's right.
don't judge me on what it was, right? But to me, the where you lose is the people who are inevitably don't listen to the podcast before they vote.
Right.
Because we're going to put Mickey Mouse Galloping Gaucho up there, because that's what you have to put. That's what it is.
Right. Yep.
And everybody's going to be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
So
that's, you know, okay. If I know we won't spawn people to go look it up and watch it. It's only a 3-minute movie, but if you do, it's freaking funny.
Oh, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's great. It
100% is.
I mean, Mickey's also, the one detail you left out is Mickey's a wanted man in this too.
Right? Who would think, right?
He's not just like casual going to hang out. He's a wanted man. He's
a badass. He's
wanted by the law. Yeah. Badass. Mickey Mouse badass.
Yeah.
I think we need to make Galloping Gaucho shirts.
Oh my God. Ooh. That would be a nice,
first stop. Cavita.
Yeah.
Galloping Gauchos.
Cavita. That could be, see, that could be a Magic Kingdom bar now that they're starting to put more drinks in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Fantasyland, you could have, instead of Sir Mickey's, make a Galloping Gaucho's bar and grill.
Well, the cantina, it belongs in Frontierland, right? Where,
yeah,
where,
yeah, where, that works. Yeah.
Right next to that would be awesome. That would.
All right. Stop agreeing with each other so much. Moving on.
So actually,
go ahead, John.
So Carl, when you picked this scene, were you reminiscing about your young days when you
hey, back in my day?
Yeah,
I've been hung out with Mickey Mouse.
I've been known to walk into a bar and just pound one back like that. Yeah, Jonathan, it's probably part of it.
He does. He just walks in and slams it down like it's nothing. Yeah. Like college age Mickey Mouse, you know. Apparently college age Minnie Mouse too, Carl. Jeez. Anyway, first pick of the third round goes to our third overall pick, which is John.
All right. So this is where it gets fun. And this is where I usually screw up. In this one, I think this fits here well, because my last pick, I think, needs to be my last pick, but I'm going with Hades from Hercules here for this round.
Okay. Yep, that's all I got to say about that. Up.
Yep.
And what scene was that where he was getting drunk? I don't recall.
So there's multiple scenes in that movie where he's getting drunk. He constantly has a drink in a lot of scenes where he's referencing that, like, needing a drink, making a drink, all throughout that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and that says it all right there.
It's not quite. I mean, he's got a martini in his hand, you know, every once in a while, extra dry, just like Carl's humor. But I mean, okay.
I think what doesn't work for me, John, in that, is because he kind of handles his liquor, right? It's not a drunk scene and a drinking scene. It kind of handles it. It just, he's a loose cannon anyways in his emotional behavior, and the drink doesn't impact him one way or another. So that's why it's kind of, to me, it's kind of,
If I haven't made it clear already, what it is to me is the pick. It's just terrible. It's just a bad pick. I'm sorry. Sorry, John.
It's expected. I had a feeling of that one, but my last pick, as long as it stays there, I think it will redeem it a little bit.
Let's hope it's still there. Otherwise, you just made a terrible mistake.
Yep.
So, Carl, you have the next pick in this round, and John left at least three on the board for you.
Yeah. There's several ways to go here. But I am going to go with a really funny drink scene. I don't know if you guys, it'd be interesting to see if you guys had this on your list and if I should have waited for the fourth round on this. But I like it. It's a funny scene, you know, and it's from Roger Rabbit, the drink scene. Roger Rabbit, if you know that cartoon, alcohol sends him crazy. And in that scene, he just basically explodes. And then he and Eddie win the bar fight, you know, in that scene because of his cartoon-like powers after having a cocktail. So I love that scene. I do like that movie a lot. But that particular scene is my second favorite scene in the movie after shaving a haircut two bits. So this is, Roger Rabbit, the drink scene. With his old pal, Eddie.
I skipped it only because I wasn't sure, with Eddie being a live action character, that it fits into the rules of the draft. And while you're talking about it, it's a great scene. I'm not going to take it away simply for the fact that there's not many live characters. It's still very mostly animated.
Mostly animation.
So I'm not going to contest it, but that's why I didn't put it on my list. I didn't even think to put it on my list because of that. So it's a great scene. Eddie's a great character. Roger's a fantastic character. The slapstick comedy fits you, Carl. You know, so yeah, I think even if I knew of the pick and thought of the pick, I would have still probably let you have it. But I think, yeah, we're okay there. We're okay.
All right.
John?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of this one, to be 100% honest with you. It was not on my list. It fits Carl. That's the big thing. It definitely fits Carl. I'm going to be very interested to see how the listeners feel about that one, because I know it's a popular movie, but I don't know if a lot of people are going to 100% remember it. So we'll see what happens there.
Now, this is tough for the last pick of this round, because there are literally three now, maybe even four, one that I was considering high end on the fourth round, that I expected at least a couple of them to be gone to make this decision easier for me.
Right.
And they aren't. So I'm going to go with my gut on this one, and I'm actually going to move this ahead. So this might kill me. This is further down on my list, but I think it might be gone by the next round. And I'm going to do one that I think every parent has felt at some point in their life. And that is Pluto in the Quintuplets cartoon.
Oh my God.
Where he's just laying on his back and getting wine drunk. Just like, I'm done. I'm tapped out. I can't do any more. It resonates with me, and I've got two older kids, and it still resonates with me. It's not about having four young pups at one time, right? Or five, or whatever. Yeah, five is Quinn, right? Yeah. So the Quinn Puplet scene, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I like it. It was on my list. I figured that would be more of a Carl pick than a Ryan pick here, to be honest with you.
I don't know if that sounds like an insult.
I mean, it should be an insult to you.
Oh, damn. That's an insult to Carl.
Yeah, right.
John, keep taking your hole, man.
Yeah, John, how many picks you got left, John? Okay.
One. Yeah.
I think it's
you know, I'll look at it. It was definitely on my radar. It is very funny to watch. Artistically, it's great animation. It gets the point. You know, and that was back in the day when Pluto was into more mischief than he was more recently. So it fits that time and that era. I can't imagine, having five kids. It was tough enough with two, but
yeah.
You set it up well, Ryan, but I think it's going to be kind of in there like the Gaucho. A lot of
people
kind of reference it, and
that's why it was further down on my list, because that's why it was a fourth round pick for me.
I'm just hoping that more people will say, look at Mickey Mouse versus Pluto, right? So that's all I can hope for at this point.
A mouse is way more fun drunk than a dog, Carl. All right, so we're moving on to the final round, which means it spins back to Carl for the first pick of the final round.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of opportunities here that haven't been picked. Once you do this in studying, it's really a lot of the, you know, other than Gaston and Pub and the Snuggly Duckling, it's a lot of the older movies that had drinks on it, right? Not too much the newer ones. So that's interesting as we kind of went through and studied this. I'm going to pick one that they're all old. No matter what we pick, it's going to be a question, but I'm going to pick one because it's happened to be the longest scene on film for anyone getting drunk. And so, it plays up very well. It also has toasting and a drinking song into it. So it makes it kind of jovial. And the scene I'm going to look for is at Sleeping Beauty. It's known as the drunken minstrel scene. And it's when, you know, King Hubert and King Stephen are toasting the marriage of their kids coming up, and they decide to have a few cocktails. But somehow this minstrel who's playing along for them to sing manages a way to position his cup and get more to drink than the two kings do. And he gets snookered to the point where he falls down and passes out underneath the table. I think he fills up his mandolin with wine and drinks from it too. So he's pretty plastered by the end of it. So for the mere factor of how drunk he gets and the fact that they're singing and toasting in it makes it really more of a drinking scene. So I'm going to pick the drunken minstrel scene from Sleeping Beauty.
So this is why I love doing drafts with Carl, is because I will always find an old joke for him. And in cases like this, sometimes I find three. Right? Like, you want to know how I know you're old, Carl? You picked Sleeping Beauty and some random castle scene that nobody's going to give a crap about. You also said the word jovial. And you also used the word schnookered when talking about somebody getting drunk. So, you know what? I'm happy with that pick.
I don't know who to be more proud of right there.
Pick me, John. Pick me.
Pick him, or tonight he's going to go out and get schnookered. All right. So not on my list. So John, any other opinions on that?
I thought about it. I saw it. I knew that was a Carl pick, so I walked away from it right away when I saw it. So
I didn't like my realm of the old, younger aged internet didn't even come up with that one. So. All right, moving on. Again, I'm in a tough position now because there's a few that are older that are funny that I really like. There was one that was like my sleeper pick that I thought I would have to use in this position. And I'm afraid now that if I don't use it, I'm going to lose it, you know, and then, or it's the one that John's waiting on, which is, would be even worse for me. Decisions.
I really don't think you're using the one that I want.
Oh, good. Well, in that case, you know, I'm going to go with it anyway. I'm leaving some above it. I don't know why. My gut tells me to go this way. And I'm going to go with Great Mouse Detective, and I'm going to go with Basil and Dawson going to the burlesque and drinking, because, like, come on, that's awesome, right? But then also in the same movie, you have the world's greatest criminal mind, right? And ticks somebody off and he just gets eaten. like that's it. Like, mouse eat mouse. Like, you know, like, that's it. Game over. And that's Disney drinking to a different extreme. So I'm going to start with the jackasses and stop with the cannibals. is the way my list is going to run.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely weren't going with the one I'm going for. So I'm happy.
See, I know what you're saying and thinking, and that's okay as a sleeper, but, you know, I think Great Mouse Detective is a little bit more obscure IP than even anyone that we've all picked so far, right? So that's
fair. I think the most people that listen to us, though, and follow us on social media are huge Disney fans.
Yeah, no.
Right? I think most of them have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would agree too. It's an entertaining enough scene, you know, with them. There's definitely some thought put into how alcohol was played out in that scene.
So. Yes, the things that can happen on alcohol,
right? So I'll give you credit there. I think John and I are probably banking on other thoughts of our listeners. We'll find out though.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for the big reveal. I want to know what John's final pick is that he made such a great pick in his third round for.
Yeah, I really should have gone with this in my third round, to be honest with you.
At least it's still there for you.
My gut said that this was going to drop. This one's more of a Carl pick back in his day. This one's going all the way back from 1942 here for this one.
I think I know where you're going with it.
And it's with our friend Donald here. You both know now already from a movie, and I'm gonna butcher this and I apologize to our listeners, Salidos Amigos. There's a scene here where Donald gets a very stiff drink. And the scene basically describes him basically instantly feeling the drink, is the easiest way to describe it. I mean, it's it's a very well done scene for the time, and it tells you that that was a very strong and a very stiff drink. And our friend in the scene as well just looks at him like, what, you can't handle your alcohol? Kind of what Carl does to us 90% of the time. So.
That's not fair, John. I only do it to you, not Ryan.
Thank you, Carl. Carl also just said, Ryan's the alcoholic, John, not you. Is this the same movie where Donald then gets into an airplane? Is that a different drunk Donald?
That's a different one. I believe it's a different one because there's a couple things where he drinks. This is the same one that they did for the war thing against Germany in World War II. But John, what I like about that pick, though, is as a blast back, is he's at the table with Pancho. So that's two of the three caballeros. And you could picture them in the Mexico Pavilion any day too, right? Although there's questions about who belongs there and who doesn't. But I digress. I think they're two good drinking buddies. And so I get it. And hey, Donald is only second to the mouse, right? So
I'm really glad it's not the Donald drinks and flies scene, because when I was researching, I left that off my list just because that's just bad form, right, these days. But I didn't even see that one. So I'm a big fan of the you know, the three caballeros too. So missed that one on my end. But you're also talking about the last pick in the draft, which is sometimes good, sometimes hard to get to. So that's it for the draft.
Let's talk about
what did we miss?
You know, you're talking about Donald getting drunk and flying. You didn't pick him probably for the same reason I didn't pick Mr. Toad, because Mr. Toad tallies up into the bar and then gets in a car.
Yep.
That's pretty much bad form.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of bad form. I also just picked one where a mouse ate another mouse. You know, that's not exactly good form. Right.
But I mean, cannibalism is, you know,
I mean, it's part of their world. You know, it's who they are. I had one that I kept moving down my list, but after the snuggling duckling, it was actually number five on my list. And while we were going through it, I kept moving it down, but it's popular, but I think I moved it down because, again, it's not, this is one of my favorite kid movies, but it's one of those obscure movies like you talked about, Carl, which maybe not everybody knows, and that's Aristocats, right? And that's Uncle Waldo.
Yep.
Who's the shit-faced goose.
Yep.
Right? And when they ask why he's so drunk, he's like, well, I was basted in white wine, you know, so like, I enjoy the humor of that. And as an 80s kid, I loved Aristocats. But I think I recognized it wouldn't have gone very far in the actual votes. So I moved it back a little bit, but that was
it's a good scene artistically and humorally. The problem is that if you look at his role in that movie, in that plot, that was a gratuitous scene just thrown in for a laugh.
Right.
It didn't play anything in the, not that that's why we're judging it. We're judging it.
I was going to say, nobody gives a crap about that right now.
but that's it. Jonathan, do you think of any others that we missed?
So one that was definitely on my list, and I was contemplating for a while, was Pinocchio. There's a scene in there where he's playing pool. You don't remember this one?
That's Pleasure Island, bro.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my
God. That was the number two pick in the draft.
Also, John, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking some good.
Pigment potion.
Yes, that was the number two pick. Could have been the number one pick.
It was a long scene. It was a long scene. Yeah. It feel like a separate scene. It was right before they became jackasses. Carl, did you have any others? I have one more on my list.
Yeah, I had one that I, you know, the movie's got recognition, but the scene is not the memorable scene in the movie. No one's going to remember it. And that was the scene for the Roman god of Bacchus, the god of wine in Fantasia.
Yeah.
Where he comes out stomping on the grapes, drinking wine, and he has a little bit too much, and some of the unicorns have too much or whatever. And yeah, so that was a classic scene. And it's not even the best music from that movie. So I think that's what makes it less memorable is of all the different various scenes of Fantasia. But it certainly was, you know, obviously people drinking and having a good time. But I could see why it didn't make any of our lists.
So the last one that I had that was maybe missed by me, that I think maybe some of our MVPs might have voted for instead of my last two picks, but I just couldn't bring myself to pick it, was Bug's Life and the Bug Bar. Yep. And the Drunken Mosquito. Yes. Right? Like, I'm pretty sure that would have gotten me some more votes, but I don't know, man. Something about that Facebook and Twitter account that as soon as you like Disney stuff, stalks you about rejoining and rebuilding Bug's Land.
Yeah.
Right? And Flick and whatever. It just kills that whole movie for me. So so again, I had that right under Uncle Waldo, which was that was my sixth overall pick originally that I passed on to move on to something else. But it's a fun scene, but it's another one that's just kind of thrown in there. That at least that portion of the humor, it's a little slapstick and just kind of thrown in there.
Definitely hits a good punchline, though. It's well done, right?
Yeah, it is well done.
Well, there you have it, everybody. There's our attempt at resurrecting the draft and combining it with drinking some of the funniest drinking and drunk scenes in Disney animation. Ryan, why don't you recap everyone's picks and tell people how they can find us on social media?
Sure. So we'll have the results here. The first overall pick went to Carl. So we'll do Carl's picks first. Pick number one was Dumbo, which was a shocker to me. Galloping Gaucho is going to be a shocker to everybody else. Roger Rabbit, Drink the Drink, was another well-carled pick, if you will. And then Sleeping Beauty was the granddaddy of them all, with pun intended, with the drunken, I don't even know, minstrel. Yeah. So yeah, that's Carl. I went second. I had Pleasure Island as my first, Snuggly Duckling. I hope that the strength of the two of those carry me, frankly. And then the Pluto Quintuplets and the Great Mouse Detective Basil and Dawson burlesque scene. And then John had Gaston's Tavern, which is a great pick. Mr. Smee, which I don't like Mr. Smee. Hades drinking martinis and Hercules, and Donald drinks and flies from the Saludos Amigos. If you guys want to vote on this, we typically put up the voting on Friday. We'll put a vote on Facebook on our page, on Instagram at Disney_Dish will be in our story, and on Twitter, which is at @DudesDishDisney, will be a poll on our page. Everything but Twitter will last the weekend. Twitter is only up for 24, or I'm sorry, everything but Instagram will last the weekend. Instagram is only 24 hours because it'll be on a story. So if you see it on the story, don't wait. Vote for it right away to get your pick in. Back to you, Carl.
Well, there you have it, dudes. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this week's edition of The Draft, coming back to Dudes Dish Disney. And until next time, drink up, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media, on Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney, on Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney, on Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.